One method that Jesus had of teaching was to ask questions. And I've often been told a person should never ask a question for which they do not have the answer in advance. That's with people who are making an argument of some type, I guess. But Jesus certainly never asked a question that he did not know the answer. Listen to this question that he asked some people. Matthew chapter 9, beginning with verse 1. And Jesus entered into a ship and passed over and came to his own city. And look, they brought a man to him who was sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the man who was paralyzed, Son, be of good cheer, your sins be forgiven you. And look, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore do you think this evil in your hearts? For what is easier to say, Your sins be forgiven you, or to say, Arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then he said to the sick of the palsy, Stand up, take up your bed, and go into your house. And he arose and departed into his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. You see, Jesus knew the answer to that question. He has the power to forgive sins and to make the man stand up and walk. So he knew well the answer to that question. The sad thing is, even though people who thought they were very smart and religious people, when they saw this answer fully demonstrated by Jesus Christ, they still would not put their trust in him and believe in him unto their salvation. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I believe Jesus completely, what he says. And when he asks a question and demonstrates the answer to me, may I always accept that. He is your Son. He is the power of salvation. His blood shed on the cross is my only hope today. And so may I speak such things today and think such thoughts today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.